Okay, Sheriff Miller is going to announce his new policy directive, and then we'll be available for questions just up here. And then at the conclusion of questions, we have a couple of different community members I'll introduce who will be available for interviews as well. Sheriff Miller.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Effectively, immediately, it is the policy of the Buncombe County Sheriff's Office and the Buncombe County Detention that ICE detainers will not be honored. The Buncombe County Sheriff's Office will continue our policy, not participating or assisting with ICE. Raids and our deputies will not gather information based on any individual immigration status or ask about their citizenship. The Sheriff's Office has been operating without a 287G agreement in place for many years. The Buncombe County has a low crime rate and a good quality of life. This policy directive announced today is a continuation of that. The Buncombe County Sheriff's Office and the Detention Center will honor criminal warrants that have been signed by the judicial official. I understand that I will be attacked for this policy directive, maybe even by ICE. However, a detainer request is not a valid warrant. And again, if ICE, the FBI, DHS, or any other law enforcement agency provides a valid criminal warrant, that person will be handed over to that agency. Sheriff A. Fadden has been falsely attacked by releasing inmates that are deemed dangerous to the community. This is not true. But the public must understand that this is our judicial system that makes decisions on bond amounts and who provides the verdict of who's guilty and who's innocent. The judicial system decides who's to be released. We simply follow the directives. The Sheriff's Office will continue to comply with all applicable state and federal laws. However, we do not make or enforce immigration laws. That is not part of our law enforcement duties. It is vital that our immigrant community can call the Sheriff's Office without fear when they are in need of our assistance from law enforcement. Our deputies are expected to treat everyone with dignity and respect, regardless of the color of their skin or the language that they speak. Thank you.
Frank, you have a question?
You talked about perhaps being criticized. Other counties have done what you're doing, and they happen to coincide with Mayor Manheimer's signing of the letter from major city mayors. Some are probably going to criticize you that you're jumping on board with other liberal cities at the directive of mayors. I know you don't work for the mayor, but that you're falling in line with others who've already done this. What would your answer be to that?
My answer to that would be, during my campaign, while I was running for office, I stated that I would not support the 287G. So I wouldn't necessarily say I was getting on board. I do agree, but I would tell you that's been my stance from the beginning of my campaign, and that's been my stance that I maintain to this day.
Cass.
So when does this announcement change if the policy's been in place? Why are you bringing this up today?
Okay, so when we say the 287G has been in place, it has. But what we're saying today is the detainers. We will not detain ICE anymore. In other words, we will not prevent or increase the status or how quick a person comes in and out of the detention facility. We're simply saying we will not honor the ICE detainees.
As you know, the Sheriff of Henderson County is honoring this policy. Have you been in conversation with him about if he's possibly going to change his position on this?
I have not.
Why do you feel so strongly about not supporting this 287G program?
Okay, so during the campaign, I mentioned that what I really felt about the 287G. I also felt that the way that people are being now incarcerated without legal representation, spoke about there, now they're taking away in places that their families don't even know about. And I spoke that it reminded me of another time in our history. And I spoke about that during the campaign. I speak to you again that my concerns is it's more than just, you know, a policy change for me. It's really truly about how do we care about people.
Sam, you have a question?
Sheriff, you mentioned that you worry that there, or not that you worry, but you think that there's a possibility that you would be attacked either by ICE for making this change. ICE in Wake and Mecklenburg counties amped up their at-large enforcement after those counties suffered their 287G agreements. Is there any fear that it might be the same here, that we might see more at-large arrests in Buncombe County following this announcement?
I anticipate there will be. But also, I've talked about, you know, what's right. And I think it's right for us to make a stand. I think it's right for us to speak out now. And in addition to that, we cannot live in fear. We have to move forward. And again, I would ask that we, you know, be in prayer for those families or people that we're going to be probably taken into custody, that we, again, do what's right.
Did ICE know about this policy change in advance of today?
Can't answer that, Bill. I can't answer that. I don't know.
How about your deputies? Did y'all talk?
Yes, I have talked to my chain of command, or my command staff, if you will.
Yeah.
Someone that's here with me is today.
Just thumbnail. What's your directive to them? What did you tell them?
I told them that we're making a change, and I asked them to have input into that. So this is not just me saying this. I talked about a culture change at the sheriff's office. And I talked about how we changed from the mindset of being warriors to guardians. And they're on board with that.
Do you know how many people have been arrested or detained by ICE in Buncombe County?
Okay, yes. So currently there's a total of, for 2018, there was a total of 38. And 20 of those 38 went to ICE.
Can I clarify on that, Sheriff? Because the arrested by ICE is, I think maybe the question is how many people had ICE holds at the detention facility. That's the 38 number. We don't know the ICE number of arrests.
So they were held, so it's like a detainer, but we don't know what happens after the process of
detainment. Right. I want to make sure I get it straight. Somebody gets done serving the state time in your jail, and they're ready to be released, and there's an ICE hold on them, or Department of Homeland Security, whatever you want to classify it as. What happens when that person, does that person just bail out? You don't have to notify anybody, and that's what I just want you to do? Is that how it works?
So the main thing here, I think I want everyone to understand, is that the judicial system would make that call about who they'll get released or not. If ICE now sends us a request to detain someone, if it's not signed by a judicial official, I'm just simply telling you we will not honor it.
And I guess there are people who said, oh, you're just going to be releasing dangerous criminals out onto the street back into the community.
Again, that is really the judicial call, right? Because they've made an assessment of how or what they want done with that person. So it's really, you know, not really up to the sheriff's office to make that call.
Okay. All right. I'd like one clarification. When we're talking about our individuals pre-trial, so once somebody goes through their due process, once the state court says they are okay to be released, whether it be on bond, pre-trial release, or whatever, that's the folks that we're talking about. So we will no longer honor an ICE detainer for those folks because they're processed already.
And clarification with your question, Frank. So no one is serving a sentence in for the State Department of Corrections in the Buncombe County Detention Facility. Nobody's serving felony arrest time in Buncombe County Detention. And y'all can speak on that a little bit more, but just to be clear about that.
Sheriff, do these ICE holds come with a cost to the county? Are you or the detention facility?
I can tell you.
Yes.
There is no cost.
You're reimbursed by the government.
For ICE detainers, we do not receive any financial benefit from.
Could you step up to the mic if you want to answer?
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you.
In the past, for ICE detainers, the sheriff's office has not received any financial compensation from ICE for those detainers.
So you hold people for up to 48 hours with no compensation?
That is correct.
Sheriff, I was wondering if you could maybe elaborate more. People were, you know, weren't around or didn't know what you were speaking about when you talked about when you ran for sheriff. You know, dig a little bit deeper and talk about why, you know, that you have this whole cultural change thing that you're implementing here and why you don't want to assist ICE, essentially because of things that may have happened in the past or just like cultural things that happened in our country's past.
Well, I think it's law of the country, but I speak for me. And a lot of this has been how we treat folks and how we have been treated. And I spoke about community of we. And I spoke how important it was for law enforcement to engage the community, the people that we serve. And when we engage them, how do we have everyone at the table have an open, honest conversation? And so for me, when we start speaking about the 287G, are we now in fact having open, honest conversations?
What bothers you so much about the 287G?
Because, as I said before, it reminds me of another time in our history when people were taken from their homes, taken places in hell without any legal representation.
Any more questions? Okay, well, we've got a couple of community members who are also available for interviews, so we'll kind of break up this part of things, and y'all can do one-on-ones with folks. But Coco and Bruno from SEMA, and then, you know, I think if you don't want to talk to media, now's your chance to escape and run away if you're up here. Otherwise, these folks right here are happy to talk, and this will kind of conclude the remarks from Sheriff Miller and the Sheriff's Office. Thank you.
Thank you, John.